This is a download from BFM 89.9. The business station.
The other news is that, Invest Malaysia, yesterday a lot of local and international fund managers gathered at the Shangri-La Hotel. They are looking to meet heads of over 60 public listed companies because trust and confidence is really the most important currency in business and environment. And after the 14th general election, we've seen leadership changes in large organizations.
Yeah, to highlight the importance of trust, accounting firm the PwC is launching its Building Trust Award. This is the third round since 2015. Now, this award recognizes companies that have built integrity through communications with their stakeholders. So, top 50 Malaysian public listed companies on Bursa Malaysia by market capitalization has been considered, and since they've shortlisted 20 finalists.
So to give you an idea, some of the finalists are AirAsia, Astro, DG, IOI, Maybank, MISC, Sime Darby, Sunway, and Telekom Malaysia. So the panel of judges include Sir David Tweedle, a prominent accounting standards setter, and who's currently the chairman of the International Valuation Standards Council. Other judges include Tan Sri Dr. Jamilah Mahmud, founder of Mercy Malaysia, and now Secretary General for Partnerships at Red Crescent, as well as our very own Malik Ali, founder of BFM 89.9.
I know that guy. And it is, in addition to these judges, PwC will do an independent survey to comb through online resources. So we speak to Pauline Ho, partner at PwC, about the awards. How can the public influence which company wins?
The purpose of our public poll that is running currently is to gauge the trust perception on the finalist companies. The poll is open until 31st March 2019. Hence, if you want to influence which company wins, please do share your views on the finalist companies through taking the poll at bit.ly/PwC Trust Poll 2019 or visit our website pwc.com/my for the link. The questions for the public poll are framed around leadership and what you feel about the organization's ability to deliver its product services, its beliefs, and consistency in delivery. Your opinions will be taken into account and shared with our independent judges for their decision.
And how do you assess if a company is trustworthy?
We believe that building trust is a journey. As such, our awards assess the company's efforts in building trust rather than if a company is the most trustworthy. We also believe that a company's trust level is not static. It can change based on various circumstances. Therefore, the trust perception data that we have mentioned earlier will be used together with our benchmarking of the finalist company's annual report using the IR framework. And this information will be shared with the independent panel of judges to assess which companies are making the most efforts in building trust.
And that was Pauline Ho of PwC on the Building Trust Awards 2019. You can now vote on which company they trust the most. Join the poll now, brought to you by PwC. Please vote on our poll. And coming up next, we'll have Gobind Singh talking about the personal data protection. BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.